You should not open up between them loy chayit v'loy burski v'loy melamde tenoikis. In other words, you know, if there is one of these there ready, you should not rent out your house to somebody else to open up this, not to be a tailor there v'loy burski, not a ten of loy melamde tenoikis v'loy echod mi b'nei bali umnios. Though, but let's say someone living there in the courtyard itself, we cannot stop him. In other words, we can only stop somebody else from outside to come in here to open up. But a neighbor that has the same rights as the first one, we don't stop him. He has a right to open up a store, even though his neighbor right next door has it also. Even to a neighbor also we have a right to stop you. So it comes out, Rav Huna goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Tanakama says no. When the two people have equal rights there, the second one has the right to open up the store, even though the first one has the store also. Where it says, Pshitli, it's Pasha to me, that the Bar Masa, our Bar Masa Achriti, Motzi Makiv. The people from this city could stop somebody coming in from another city to open up the same type of a store that we have here already. The Shaykh Bekargo, the Ocho, let's say the second person though pays taxes in this city, then Le Motzi Makiv, then we cannot stop him. He's considered like a B'nai Mosa, he has the right to come here also and open up a store. Now, Bar Mavoyi, Abar Mavoyi, Denavshe Lemotzi Makiv. That's also Pshita. People living in the same courtyard, in the same alleyway, one cannot stop the other one from opening up. But Boyi Rafun, Rafun had a shout like this, Fred Rabbi Shua, Bar Mavoyi, Abar Mavoyi Achrina Mai. What's the luck of one Bar Mavoyi, one alleyway, one of people living in this alleyway wants to open up a store in the next one's alleyway? Can they stop him or not? In other words, here he lives in the same city, but maybe since it's on a different Mavoyi, maybe yes, maybe no, this is a teiku. And Omer Rav Yosef says, Umoydi Rav Huna b'mikri dardiki t'leimotzi makif. Rav Huna himself, even though he's machmir before by different stores, but by yeshiva he agrees that you have a right to open up his second yeshiva right next to the first one. The Yom Amar, we learned that Ezra, Tikkun Olam Yisroel, Shiyum, Mashivim, Seifem, Bitzat Seifem. There should be such a thing as that as a yeshiva next to yeshiva. I, V'neichesh, Du, Moslash, Shuli. Let's be afraid maybe then one yeshiva will take it easy. They won't work so hard there. Amulei, the answer is no. You should know the cloud by learning Torah is that Kinas Seifem, Tar B'chochma. The more vaket, people are jealous of one another, will only make them learn more. Says Adarab, if you have two yeshivas, one next to another, they both have to work very good to make sure the yeshivas are good. Om Rav Nachman Bra Yitzchak, Omoy the Rav Huna Bread of Yeshua, Veroich Lena Machzirim Bayoris, that somebody goes around selling perfume or jewelry, Tle Motzi Makiv, that you can't stop it from selling in this city, even though you have one there already. The Yom Amar Ezra Tikkun Lehem LeYisrael, Ezra made at the corner by Klal Yisrael, she Yoreichlin Machzirim Bayoris, that you'd have these people, the Yoreichlin, go around in the cities. In order that ladies, the wives, should have jewelry, that should look nice in the eyes of the husband. But the Gemara says, though, the Hani Miluem was this said, Liadure. If the person is going with the merchant, go around selling, he's going to go back to his own city. He's only coming here to pass through. But he wants to move in now, then we have a right to stop him. Since he's coming from another city, that's the luck of the people in this city have a right to stop him from opening up a store if he doesn't live in this city. But let's say he's a young Talmud Chacham, then even though he wants to come and settle here right now, also we do not stop him. He let him be kaveya there, and we did not stop him. Look, Yochasa. My time, what's the reason? Kivun the Rabbananinu, also the true Devigrasayu. That since the Tamir Chomim, if we won't let them stay here, they'll be Mavata from the learning. Therefore, because of that, we have a right to let them even to be kaveya to stay here.
So this is a special takana by Rechlem over here. So we say, if he's a Talmud Chochem, then he even has a right to stay here. Mashenken, the luck is before we had about, if you want to open up a store next to your friend's store, there is no chilik, whether he's a Talmud Chacham or not. There it depends if you're from the same city or you're from a different city. As long as you live in the same city, you have right to open up another store even though it's in competition with the first one's store. Just if you're from a different city, then you're not allowed to. Mashenken by yeshivas also, you are allowed to open up a yeshiva, one right next to another, because it is for Kina Seferim Tar B'Chochma. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding up Chof Beis Amar Aleph. Again, last Shalom was we learned about the Reichlin, that he has the right to go around to cities to sell the perfume, to sell the makeup, but he can't say that he can't be Kaveya there. But again, the fifth one down, these Surim Mirabonin who, but if the Reichel, the one that goes around selling the jewelry, is a Surim Mirabonin, someone that learns Torah, then even if he wants to come into your city, to be kavua, to stay, to live there, also he has a right to open up his store, like to sell his jewelry, even though you have somebody in the city already selling jewelry. Nimar said, ki ho, like the Rava. Like Rava was, shorul lehul Rabbi Yashia, ul Rabbi, he let these two, tamir chomim, liyakvuye, to be kavua, to sit there, permanent, to stay there. To like Yilchasa, even though it's not really like the halacha. Because really the halacha is we have before, that a person in the same city is allowed to open up a second store next to the first one. So if somebody coming in new from another city, he's not allowed to. Here, even though they came from another city, but since they were Surim Midrabbanan, he let them be kaveya their store here. My time, what's the reason? Kivan the Rabbanan, you know, since the Rabbanan, the Tamir Chum, the learning Torah, is also the Tir de Migrasayil. They'll be busy from their learning. If they can't stay here, the Rashi says, we'll have Urcheli Adurei. It's not normal for them to keep on going around. Therefore, we let them stay here, even victorious, if they want to. Yeah. Now, Hanu Dikuloi. There were people that were selling baskets. So the IC Dikuloi Lebovel. They brought their baskets into Bovel. Is also B'nai Mosa. The people from the city came to complain. Komakvi Alavayu. They wanted to stop them from selling their baskets here. In other words, these are people that came from another city. And there are people here in the city already selling baskets. So they wanted to stop them from being able to sell their merchandise here. So also the kind of the Ravina, they came in front of Ravina. Oh, Maluhu, he said like this, listen. Me'alma Osui, you're coming from another city, you don't live here. If so, Uliyama Lizvenu, you only have a right to sell to people from other cities. In other words, the Yom of the Shuk, the day they have the market, that people come from all over, there by the market you'll be allowed to sell. Now, Bahani Mili, when is it said, B'yayim of the Shukah, only on the market day, that's when people come from other cities, so then we'll let you sell there. But not on the market day, then you have no right to sell your merchandise here in this city. Since you're not from this city, and there are other people selling things here like that, so at least like Master Gvul, you have no right to sell your merchandise here. Now, B'yayim of the Shukah, even on the day of the market, Nami Loya Morin also was only said, Ela Lizvuni Vishuka, only to sell there in the Shuk. Avali Adura Loy, but to go around to different people, go around to the city on the day of the Shuk, that you have no right. You only have a right to sell there at the Shuk itself to the people coming from other cities. But to go around in this city, you have no permission at all. Nothing more says, Hanu Amoroi, the Isi Amro Lufum Nahoro. There are people that sell wool. Rashi says, Mechri Temer, Amaroi means people that sell wool. So they're coming, Anu Amaroi, the Asi Amr, they brought their wool, Lufum Nahara, to this city, Lufum Nahara. Is also B'nai Mosa, the people from the city came, and Komakvi Alavayu, they wanted to stop them from selling their goods. Again, we have people here in our city selling already the wool, so you have no right to bring in wool from outside. So also the Kaim of the Rav Kana. They went in front of Rav Kana to ask him the Shiloh. Omalu, he said like this, Din hu de miyakvi alaycha. It's true, you have a right to stop him. You have a right to stop these people from bringing in and selling their wool from other places. Omru Levi said to him though, Islan Ashroi, listen, in this city, people owe us money that we sold to people on credit and they didn't pay us up yet. They didn't pay us up. So we're here now to collect our money. Omalu, so then, Rav Kana said back to him, that Zilu Zavnu Shiur, you have a right to sell things here to make enough profit, Chiyusaychu, in order to keep yourself alive, in order to keep them and have enough money to live on, Adiyak Riso Ashroi, Ditchu, until you collected your debts. Once you collected the debts that people owe you, then you have to leave the town, you can't do business here anymore. But as long as you have to be here to collect your debts that people owe you, you have a right to make business, to keep yourself, to have enough money to live on. He has leave, so then you leave. Now, Rav Dini min Hadoi, I see Groigeris Pesvina. Rav Dini min Hadoi had a ship
full of dried out dates that came into the city, Gregorus, dried out dates. Is Omale Resh Galusa L'Rava. So Resh Galusa said to Rava, listen, Pukul Chazi, go test Ravima, and let's find out, Ithurma Mirabonan who? Noked Le Shuka. If he's a Thurma Mirabonan Atamakochum, then we'll let him go and sell his stuff in the city. Rashi says, Noked Le Shuka means Hichris, Shlayim Chris, via Gregorus Elohu. Adrab, will make it very easy for him to sell his stuff. We'll like pronounce that nobody else should sell Gregorus today, and let him sell his stock. Since he's a Atamakochum, we'll help him out. So Resh Galusa told Rava, go check out Rav Dimi. So Omalei Rava L'Ravada Barava. So Rava said, by just the Talmud, Ravada Barava, Puk Tehelo V'Kankanko. Let's look into this barrel. In other words, you check out Rav Dimi, see if he's a Talmud Chacham or not. Rashi says, Harechlo V'Kankanoi, Em Yainu Em Chemitz. Go check and see if it smells like wine, like vinegar. Kleimer, in other words, Batkul V'Halachos. Em Talmud Chacham U'Em Lav. Go check out, so he told the Ravada Barava, you go check out Rav Dimi to see if it's really a Talmud Chacham or not. So that one was Ozal, so he went out and he met him. Boy mina yesen for Shiloh. Pil shebola ksifas mitzris. What's if an elephant swallowed a basket? Ksifas mitzris. Rashi says, Salm is storm to Arava, a basket that was woven from Aravis, from willows. So vehekiyu. And then later the elephant swallowed it out and spit it out. Derech Vesarei, it came out from his manure, from his junk. That's where it came out. So ma, what's the lacha? Is it still called the cleat to makabel tumor or not? Rashi, mi chos of kemuchol. Is it called like it got disintegrated already, digested already? Ve'avolek yichli glolem. And so it's called like the manure coming out from an animal. V'yei makabel tumor, it's not makabel tumor anymore. Or maybe no, since it came out now the same way the elephant swallowed it, it's still the same basket, maybe it's still called a kli, it would be mekabel tumah. So now, what's the locha? The Mar says, lehevi biyodei, they did not know. So, omalei, so now, Rashi Rav Dimi, said to Rav Ad, omalei, mani rava, who is rava? Rashi, mani rava means, also who rava, the feature, shoma rava, shu god lir, the sava shu zeh, if you want to know if he was rava or not. So, tofach lei, the sandalei. So like Rav Adam or Rava like hit him on his shoes. That was like a joke, as if to say, Omalei, ben didi l'Rava ikatuva. Listen, between me and Rava there's a big difference. This is what Rav Adam or Rava was saying back to Rav Dimi. Between me and Rava there's a big distance. Mi yo akorkok ano rabko. That I am your Rebbe. That's what Rav Dimi said. That's what Rav Adam or Rava said to Rav Dimi. And V'Rava, Rava the Rabko. And Rava is like my Rebbe. That's what he said to him. So the kids since Rav Dimi couldn't answer this question, so therefore Lenoket Leishuka, they did not give him the right to sell his merchandise in the streets, in the city. So posted Gregorus today, but after was Rav Dimi's dried out dates rotted away. He couldn't sell them, so he lost out. Is also the kind of the Rav Yosef. Then they came in front of Rav Yosef. All my life, Rav Yosef said, Rav Dimi said to Rav Yosef, Chazi mar mayovedli. See what they did to me here. Omalei mandaloi shia liuniso demalkad yedim. Like whoever does not take revenge for the yoino, for the best things they said about malkad yedim, loy nishaya liuniseko. He won't take revenge either for what was bad done to you. Just see the pasuk says, koyamar Hashem, al shloisha pishay mayev, on three averis of mayev, vel abol shivenu. And our poor people, I won't like the mekabel tshuva for them. Al sorfu atzumais melech edoim, that they burnt up the bones of melech edoim with sit into line. So the kids are like, they were not, he says that they won't be meichel you, they're not going to take revenge for yourself here. Yeah. So what happened was, noch nashe de Rav Adam Arava. In the meantime, Rav Adam Arava was nifter. That he was the one really that caused Rav Dimi the tzaras. He was the one that went to check out Rav Dimi to see if he was a Talmud Chacham or not. And he came back and he told him he wasn't. So Rav Adam Arava, the one that, like the Baikon, the one that checked him out, he died. The question is now, why did he die? Like, who was the cause of him to die? So Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Ano an shisei. It's because of me that he died. I was the cause of him to die. Why? The Anolitiaisi, because I like cursing. He was the one that said that when Ravimi came to Taina to Rav Yosef, how badly acted, so Rav Yosef gave back this klal of this curse to Rav Adav Arava. Rav Yosef said it was because of him that he died. Now, Rav Dimi said no, Ano Anishite, it was because of me that he got punished. The Av said Gregorus, because it was because of Rav Adav Arava that I lost my Gregorus. Like Hashem is paying him back the fact that he caused me to lose my graders. Rabbi said no, Ano Anishisei. It was because of me that Rav Adam Arava died. The Yom Aluhula Rabbanan, because Rabbanan said, Ad Moigmisei Garme Veyavaya Suachle Bishra Shemena. Rashi says, the Yom Aluhula Rabbanan, Ad Gamrisei Garme Veyavaya Sherogu Lemla Tamidim. He used to tell us Tamidim, Ad Shatim Holchem Eitz Rabbaya Ligroin. At some point, claim lumoich loy lisayva. Like, why are you going to a bayis yeshiva? Where are you going to learn and not be satisfied? So, su ochla diskra shemena say rava. Come learn by the base of medrash of rava. There you learn much better. Rashi boya v'lamdu halacha tzuavoyz mervachoyz. Eitz rava. Go learn Torah better by rava. He'll explain the halachas better. By him, you'll come out satisfied. He'll hear a real good cheer. That's what they used to say. Yeah. That's what Rabbanan used to say. So Abaye heard this. Now, so because the Rabbanan said this, like they said did about Abaye, and the Stambai says it was Rav Adav Arava that said it, so because they were making like fun of Abaye, that's why he died. Rabbanan Rav says, no, I know Anishi say, it's because of me that Rav Adav Arava died. When Rav used to go to the butcher to buy meat, Omalula Tabkoi, Ano Shatilna Visra, Nikme Shmaya the Rava. That Rav Adav Arava, when he went to the butcher store, he used to tell the butcher, listen, serve me first before you serve the Shliach of Rava. The Ano Adifamine, because I'm greater than him. The kids are like, because the Rava a little bit caused that Rav Adav Arava showed off as like a big shot. You have to say he was saying that he's greater than Rava. So a little bit Rava had to do with the cause of it. Yeah. A Taisa says, like Ano Anishisei means, left one, Kol Echad Mehen, Hoyim Isayimim, each one felt dead, Shal Yodoy Meisavad, it was because of him that he died. Not really, they killed him, but because of what happened through a Meisah with him, that he died. Vayter Rav Nachman, Mayitzchok Omar, Ano Anishisei, the Rav Nachman, Ano Anishisei, it's because of me that Rav Adav Arava died. What was the Meisah? The Rav Nachman, Mayitzchok. Reish Kala Hevi. He was the head of the Kala. He was the Rosh Hashiva in the times of the Kala. Rashi Doris for Rabbin and Shabbos. He used to give a drosha on Shabbos to the Rabbin. Now, Kol Yoima, every day, every Shabbos, Nikme denial of Kala before he went into the Kala to say a shir, Marayat Bahade Rav Adav Arava, Lishmaite. He used to like say over the shir first to Rav Adav Arava, for the eye of the Kala, and then he would go to say the shir for everybody. Ahu Yoim, that happened one day, Noktur Rav Papa Rafuna Bren Rav Yeshua, the Rav Adav Arava, that Rav Papa and Rafuna held back Rav Adav Arava. Mishum Dloy Heve Bisyume, because he wasn't by the seam they made in the Masechta Becheres. Omrulei, so they said to him, they said to Rav Adav Arava, that Rav Papa and Rafuna Bren Rav Yeshua was not by the seam of Masechta Becheres. So when they met Rav Adav Arava, they asked him, what did they say over in Shir? What was said over by the seam? Omrulei, Eimalon, Hani, Shmaitetor, Demaise, Behema, Heche, Amrinu. Rava, how did Rava say over like the Shir? How did he say over by the seam? Tell us over what he said. So, Omrulei, Rav Adav Arava told over to Rav Pop and Rav Huna, Prayer of Yeshua, that Hochi Yama Rava, V'yochi Yama Rava, this is what Rava said by the Siyam when he finished off Masechta Mayim, Masechta Becheres. He told him over what he said then. Rashi says, Shmaita the Mayim, means Perek Achron the Becheres. Rava Aminu the Seif of the Pirko, and Rava was the one that made the Siyam learn the last blot of the Masechta. So now what happened was, Nogalet Rav Nachman Yitzchok, that Rav Adav Arava came late, it was getting late, Rav Nachman Yitzchok was supposed to say a shir, And he usually said over the shiur to Rav Ada bar Rava, and Rav Ada bar Rava was delayed. He didn't make it there this time. For lo yosi Rav Ada bar Rava, he didn't show up. Is omule rabon le Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. So the Talmidim in the shiur, like was telling the Rebbe Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, come, get up now. It's time to set the shiur ready. The Nogulon, it's late. Loma yosef mar, how come you waiting so much? Omule, he said, yasiv nova komenant really asked the Rav Ada bar Rava. Like he was angry, like, why Rav Ada bar Rava didn't come? He wasn't able to say over shiur him first. They told over the Talmidim, though, I'm waiting, like, for the Oren of Rav Ada bar Rava. I'm waiting for his Oren to come here. In other words, I'm waiting for him to die, and his Kever, his Oren should come. And what happened was,